If you have your Bible tonight, turn to 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse 15, the Bible says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they may speak evil, that they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering God waiting in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him." I want to preach on the theme tonight, if the Lord be our help, on buried and risen with Christ. Buried and risen with Christ. I want to talk to you tonight, maybe just a minute, on the baptism that saves. And you say, "Well, Pastor, I've been told that baptism doesn't save you." I want to say there's two baptisms. There's a baptism we're going to do tonight where we baptize you in water. You go into a watery grave and you come out in newness of life to follow Christ in a believer's baptism. But there's also the baptizing of the Holy Spirit. And when you get saved and born again, the Spirit of God, He comes into you, makes up His abode with you, and walks with you all the days of your life so that the Word of God can truly be accomplished, which says He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll always be there with you all the way to the end of the way. Now the Bible says that it's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. That's not what baptism is. I've said many, many times you can be baptized in a pond or a pool or a creek or a river until the tadpoles know your name. But praise God, it's not going to save you. But if you're a child of God, you've been saved by the marvelous grace of the Word. The Word has got a hold of your heart, convicted you of sin, because the Bible says we all sin come short of the glory of God. And you confess those sins and forsake them, repent of them. Amen. That means to lay them down and to never pick them back up and to go in another direction. Amen. Did you follow Christ, praise God, for His glory. That answer, it's an answer to a regenerated heart, amen, to God. Praise the Lord. So we see Peter as he's here, and he's talking about the water that destroyed the world, amen. The world that was, the old world, it stood up and out, praise God. You know what Peter said about that. And it was, that old world was full of sin. It not only full of sin, it was full of violence. It's kind of like the world is today in which we live. It's full of violence, and it's full of sin. When you got sin, you got violence. When you got violence, you got sin. And just go together hand in hand. That's who they are. And the devil likes that. He likes to keep turmoil going. He likes to keep things stirred up. That's what he does. He's the accuser of the brethren. He'll go over here and he'll accuse this one, and then he'll accuse that one. And next thing you know, if you ain't careful, he'll have us fighting among ourselves. He likes to stir us up and cause conflict in the church. But that's what the devil does. But I'm glad, praise God, that old world, praise Lord, it was God brought it through a birthing process. Or you might say a rebirthing process. The flood come upon the world, praise God, and it covered the earth, amen. And out of that new, out of that flood come a new world. God created, praise God, came that new world for God that was purged of sin. Amen. God had, the old was violent, the old was sinful, the old was wicked, the old was contrary to God, and God said, "You know what, I'm just going to do it." He said, "They're always evil continually, so I'm just going to send a flood, and I'm just going to wash them away, Amen? But He's a merciful God who He is. He called an old fellow named Noah. He said, Noah, the Bible said Noah found a grace in the eyes of the Lord. And He called Noah out and He said, "Noah, I tell you what I want you to do, buddy." He said, "I want you to build an ark." And Moses said, "What's an ark?" Amen. He said, I want you to build an ark. He said, I'm going to show you what, but don't worry about it. He said, I'm going to show you how to build it. I'm going to show you how I want it built, and I just want you to build it. Okay. And Noah said, all right, Lord, if you want me to build it, I'll build it. He said, then when you build it, he said, then I'm going to come send a flood of waters. Noah said, what's a flood of waters? He said, don't worry about that. I'm going to take care of that too. He said, you just build an ark according to the diagram I'm going to give you, praise God, and I'm going to send a flood on the earth. See, it never rained. Amen? It never rained. I mean, they lived in a greenhouse effect. I mean, they'd go to bed at night. They'd wake up in the morning. A good heavy dew would water the earth. And they'd wake up. It'd be watered. It would be refreshed. It would be thriving. Kind of the same way that you and I were meant to be when they put us over in the Garden of Eden. They created man likeness, the image of God. Put us in a garden, pray God, that was perfect in every way. And we would go to bed at night. And we'd wake up the next morning, Brother Mike, brand new. God designed us to live forever in the presence of a thrice holy God. To walk with God, talk with God, and live unto God. Guess what? We messed it up. The filth of the flesh rose up and we began to do things our own way, contrary to God's way. So we see this world was here and the flood came and the Bible said and they didn't know it till the flood took them away. But they did know that it was coming. Noah, a man of righteousness, preached for 120 years while it was a building, amen. He said, listen, this is what's going to happen. He said, if you just get ready to get in with me, he said, you'll be all right. You'll be saved. But you got to listen to God. You got to be obedient to God. You got to listen to what I'm trying to tell you because it's coming from the mouth of God. I won't say glory, hallelujah. We need to listen to God like we've never listened to Him before. Amen. God fix all this. All the strife and all the affliction that's in this world, God can fix it if we'll listen to Him. Amen. If we'll listen to Him. I'm talking about you and I. It's an individual thing today. Each one of us have to listen and be obedient to God. We got to be mindful of what God says. That's why he would say in verse 15, Peter would say, but sanctify, that means to set aside and make a place. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. In whose heart? Yours. Ours. Individuals. And be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, just set aside a place to sanctify yourself to God. Set aside. That's what these folks say they want to do tonight. Amen. Believer's baptism is dying out to this old world and coming out in newness of life and say, Lord, I'm just going to go with you. Wherever you take me, praise God, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be led for you. I'm going to let you use me to the building of the church of a living God. Amen. So if people can see Christ in me and they can follow me, praise God, and I can lead them in the right direction. You know what's wrong with the world today? We've got a whole lot of people that's leading folks, but they're leading them in the wrong direction. Amen. There's only one direction. That's the Lord's way. Amen. That's the Lord's way. There's an oxymoron in this world that we have priorities. There's no such thing as priorities. There is a priority. And the priority that we need to have, you and I need to have today, is to follow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him become the Lord of our lives. And He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, He said, all these other things I shall add unto you. They get put on your account, praise God. Because you've decided to take the better. I don't know, but you know this, but God Almighty owns it all. Now, I have a little place over on 187 Pine Brook Road. But it ain't mine. My name's on the title deed. But I tell you who it belongs to. It belongs to God. Amen. Everything I have belongs to Him. Praise God. He owns it all. And He lets me use it for a little while, and I just use it for God's glory. Every day, at the end of the day, I say, Lord, thank You. Praise Your holy name for all that You give me. Amen. I'm not able to keep nothing, but He's able to keep everything. Praise the Lord. He owns it all. So we see, praise God, that that this earth was raised up, praise God. We have out of a good conscience, we begin to call upon God. We need to sanctify ourselves to the Lord. And we come in believers' baptism saying that we're going to die out to the world and live a new life, a victorious life in Christ Jesus. I want to tell you something about it. It's going to make the devil mad. But Jesus Christ, all the affliction, all the things that we have to face in this world, Jesus Christ has already overcome. The Bible tells us that we have victory in Jesus. Amen? We have, not will have. See, the devil will say, well, maybe if you ever get to heaven, you're going to be all right, praise God. If you're a child of God, you've been born again, you're all right now.
Amen.
Amen. We contend with this flesh because flesh ain't saved. Hello? This flesh ain't saved in which we live in, but praise God, that inner man, praise God, that spirit that lives inside you and I, praise God, is saved and it belongs to God. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God said, if you'll just trust me, I'll take you in the way that you need to go. I'll deliver you safe over on the undershore one of these days in a little while. When we're buried and risen with Christ Jesus, praise God, it makes all the difference in the world. Amen. Praise God. Buried with Christ. The old world is gone. Amen? You put it behind you. Let me just say something. If we ain't careful, we'll let that old world and that old person that we used to be hold us back. Amen. People come along and say, well, I know how you used to be. I believe that's why the Lord put me plumb out here in the edge of a national forest. 26 miles from the house, so nobody knew me. Amen? Because they knew how I used to be. But praise God, I'm glad I'm not that man no more. I'm that Jesus saved me by His marvelous grace, called me to be a minister unto Him. Praise God, and I'm heaven bound with the hammer down. Looking to see Jesus Christ move, praise God, I've got a good conscience. I've sanctified myself unto Him. I've got a good... You say you're bragging on yourself? No, I'm bragging on my Savior. Right. Amen. You know what I did? I sold out to Him, praise God. And I went to that water grave, died out to the world, and I rose up in life to live for Jesus. Now, I'm not perfect by no means. I tell the church all the time, I'm not perfect. I strive for perfection. With Jesus Christ as my helper. Amen. Those old things, praise God, those old delights, those old tastes, those old intrusions, praise God, if you would, in your life, praise God, they're all gone. I put them beside me. I don't desire them. I don't go back to them. I follow after Christ, praise God. He's that better part. Amen. When we sell out to Him, lock, stock, and barrel, the Bible says, Peter says that we have a good conscience. He said, having a good conscience. They said, whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse you of your good conversation in Christ. A conversation, that's actually the manner of living. How we live for Christ in these last days. Did you know it's important that we live for Christ? You say, Pastor, why would we live for Christ? Because Christ died for you. He don't ask you to die for Him, even though He died for you. He asked us, if we would, to please live for Him. Amen? See, that's why Jesus leaves you here after He saves you. Amen? He saves you by His marvelous grace, and then He leaves us here to be a witness unto Him. Me and Teresa was talking the other night. I probably oughtn't say this, but I will. Sometimes people get saved and they want to get in and they say, Pastor, we want to get baptized and we want to go with God. And you hope that they're sincere. You hope that it's their heart that's speaking and not their head that's speaking. But I told my wife the other day, and I just may sound mean, but said sometimes you get people that come through and they come and they go and they just hit and miss. And sometimes you have the baptism and you wonder if it wouldn't been better if you just held them down till they quit bubbling. You know, they got saved, got in. They said, you know, they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and the death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. But if you ain't careful, the old devil will get a hold of you and drag you right back into the world. We shouldn't let the devil drag us back. The world doesn't have anything for you. The world has the devil and the demons of hell had no purpose, no plan for you that'll help you. Amen. But Jesus does. Amen. So we die out of this world and we follow Christ in that newness of life, that consciousness of Him. He says in verse 21, He said that the like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away the filth of the flesh. But now watch this. But the answer of a good conscience toward God. Amen. He said that's what saves us. It's not the being dunked in the water, not putting away the filth of the flesh. The flesh, I said the flesh is not saved. But it's that answer of a good conscience toward God. Knowing that we receive Him, we believe Him, we're obedient to Him. We follow Him. Amen. Even for His own glory. Praise His name. What we begin a walk in a newness of life. Amen. A new walk with Christ. And He said we follow but the answer of a good conscience toward God, and we do it. The only way you'll do it is by the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. The only way that you'll ever have a good conscience in the eyes of a holy and righteous God is through the Lord Jesus Christ and His resurrection. His death, His burial, and His resurrection. That He, praise God, died for the sins of the world, your sins and mine, and He got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. The devil don't have Him no more. The devil has no hold for Him. For the Lord Jesus Christ, He came out of there victorious. We don't have to worry about it. I told church many times, you don't have to worry about dying. All we have to do is worry about living. And we don't have to worry about living if we'll just sanctify ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and our conscience clear walking with God Almighty. So, well, Pastor, what if our conscience ain't clear? Then we need to get right with God. Amen. You know what we're doing today and there? We'll puff up and we'll go to the house and we'll pout. It's a whole lot easier, praise God. I'm just telling you, it's a whole lot easier to fall on your face and say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Amen. It's easier to repent than it is to pout. Pouting goes on for a long time, but praise God, repentance to the Lord, amen. It's something that's quick, it's painful when we do it because we don't like to admit that we're sinners. Amen. But we're all sinners. The Bible said we've all sinned, every one of us. And we all are to repent of our sin, and you just all of us sort of call on the Lord, praising His holy name for His goodness, His mercy, and His love to us. But He said we're saved by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we walk in that newness of life. Amen. You say, Pastor, well, how do you do that? Well, let me just give you that right quickly, and we'll get on with this. We do that through the help of the Lord. In 2 Peter, just a few pages over, Peter says this. He said, wherefore the rather, brethren, verse number 10, chapter number 1, verse number 10, 2 Peter. He said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Amen? He said, so what we do, we give diligence to make our calling and our election sure. To know that the Lord Jesus Christ, He called us, He loves us, and He died for our sins, and He calls us to come and be with Him. He wants us to be one of His children. He wants us to be one with Him, and He calls us unto Himself. And He says we do all diligence. In other words, we put forth a little bit of effort, and for every bit of every ounce of effort that we put forth, that you put forth, God will bless it. Amen. God will bless you. He'll give you encouragement. He'll give you the unction and the wisdom and the knowledge that you need to be a child of the King. Amen. We're heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be an excited people. Amen. It happens in our lives through Christ. Peter said in verse number 2, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He said He's all that you need. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that I know of where you can get Him and you get everything you need. Everything else in the world, you got to you get something, you buy something, and then you've got to have all these accessories to make it work. Hello? Amen. And then you fellas know what I'm talking about. Then you got to go get your wife and have her help you put them together and program them, or they won't work. I'm glad, praise God, God gives us a plan. He gives us a program in Jesus Christ that works. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says, and through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, says, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and besides this, now here it is again, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Amen. He said, praise God, through all diligence, he said, put forth the effort, and God Almighty will add these things to your life. So you'll get the full package of God as God ministers to our hearts for His glory. So we see how God helps us to make us who we can become. Not that person that we are, not the person we used to be, but who God would have us to be. He's still working on me. Amen. A new life, a new hope, a new vision for the future. You know what's wrong with the world today? They don't have no hope. A world that's lost without Christ, they don't have Christ as the free part of sin, they have no hope. They're hopeless. And people with no hope, it's hopeless. Amen. They don't have much to live for. But we have everything to live for in Christ Jesus. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now watch this. He says, old things are passed away. He said, behold, pay attention, observe, all things are become new. Now that means to cause to be. In Christ Jesus, praise God, all things are caused to be new because He has a cause. And that cause is you. And Jesus wants to help you. He wants to help me. And He said, if we'll just be buried and risen with Christ, Christ said, if we just commit ourselves to Him, sanctify ourselves to the Lord, make that commitment diligently, seek the Lord, God will help us in every aspect of our lives. Amen. You'll have no want for nothing, praise God, because it comes to help. Will everything be perfect? Will everything be rosy? No, because we live in a sin-cursed world. But one of these days, the Lord's going to take us out of here. And He's going to call us out to go be with Him where He is, where it's perfect forever. To rule and reign with Him for, praise God, throughout eternity. Well, what a blessing that's going to be. But we got to die out of this old world, put it behind us, and seek the Lord Jesus Christ, and live for Him. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, what does the Lord do for us if we set in our heart and sanctify ourselves to live for Him? He'll live in you. Amen. He'll live in you. Give Him a try. He makes all the difference in the world. He'll help you, praise God. When there's nobody else around that can help you, when there's nobody else you can talk to, when there's nobody else you can confide in, the Lord Jesus Christ will be there. Amen. You can dial Him up, and He always answers. Amen. May not answer the way that we like. Amen. He may not always answer in the way that we'd like to hear, but He's always listening. Think about the Lord. He's a good listener. He knows where He is. And before we ever ask, He knows what we need. But He said if we just sanctify ourselves to the Lord, sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, be ready, amen. Diligently seeking Him. But Peter says, praise God, that we have a clear conscience that we're not following the things of this world. You young people, praise, listen to me. Forget about following the things of this world. Just follow Jesus. Follow the Lord. Listen to what He says. Let Him speak to you. Let Him speak through you. Amen. If you want friends, If you want to find a mate, find one that loves Jesus. Find one that loves the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't hunt you up one, because you'll get the wrong one. But amen, let the Lord Jesus Christ send you somebody. Pray and ask God to give you direction so that you can have somebody that loves Jesus. If they love Jesus, they can love you. A person, listen to me, and I'm done. If a person doesn't love the Lord Jesus Christ, all their heart, their soul, and strength, then they can't love you. Amen. But if they love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, their soul, and their strength, like the Bible says, then they can love you supremely. Be a perfect love, perfect relationship. Would it always be good? No, we'll have little difficulties at times. But God Almighty will make the difference when you love each other and you love the Lord. Praise God, to this world. Risen up in victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From that watery grave, that death, dying out to the world and living for Jesus. Amen. Peter says, this is the way it's done. God makes the difference. He purges us of our sins. Praise God. And we die out to the world and we live for Jesus all the days of life. This is not a temporary thing. You hear me? It's not a temporary thing. We have to live for Jesus every day of our life, all our life. And one day that life that we live for Him, we'll carry it right on into glory, into the presence of a holy God. Amen. That's what God determined for us. That's what God offers to us. And He said, if you'll just commit yourself to us, sanctify the Lord God in your heart, be ready to give an answer to every man to ask you the hope that's in you. Amen. With meekness and fear. Fear of the Lord. I mean, I'm about a reverent fear. I'm not talking about afraid where you run and hide. I'm talking about a reverent fear of God, because He's God and we're not.